USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Navy divers are helping to recover the balloon from China that drifted from Montana until it was shot down on Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. Former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen said the recent flight of the surveillance balloon was no accident. Mullen told ABC's This Week that Secretary of State Antony Blinken was right to cancel his trip to China.
There's no way that he could have had a meaningful visit. And we have a host of issues that we need to address.
Senator Ted Cruz on CBS's Face the Nation praised President Biden.
Commending Joe Biden for actually having the guts to shoot this down. That was the right thing to do. That is absolutely what the president should have done.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers will receive a classified briefing on the Chinese balloon incident next week. Schumer said Biden handled the response in a, quote, calm, calculating, and effective manner. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is definitely thinking about a run for president. The Republican said that his party is no longer represented by Donald Trump.
Trump is going to be seen as a very extreme candidate. The country is going to push back against it. Just look at the results of 3 months ago, and that shows you where extreme candidates are going to end up falling.
Sununu appearing on ABC's This Week. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is expected to launch her own campaign later this month. The mayor of a northeast Ohio town is assuring residents that the air and water quality remains safe as a train that derailed Friday evening near the Pennsylvania border continues to burn. National Transportation Safety Board officials say 20 of the 100 cars that derailed contain hazardous material. The East Palestine mayor said schools will be canceled Monday and shelter-in-place orders remain in effect. Ukrainian President Zelensky is replacing his defense minister as the war with Russia nears the one-year mark. It also comes as Kyiv braces for a possible major Russian offensive this month. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former president of Pakistan has died.
Pervez Musharraf had been living in exile in Dubai after seizing power in a 1999 coup, surviving two failed assassination attempts, and running Pakistan until 2009, when he resigned and steps to impeach him began. He was sentenced to death in absentia for high treason in 2019. That ruling was later overturned. Pervez Musharraf was 79. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Avatar, The Way of Water, has officially been dethroned as the top movie. After spending 7 weeks leading the domestic box office, M. Night Shyamalan's horror flick Knock at the Cabin earned $14.2 million and number one. Coming in second was 80 for Brady with $12.5 million, while Way of Water brought in $10.8 million to land in third place. Actor Charlie Kimbrough, best known for playing anchorman Jim Dial for 10 seasons on Murphy Brown, has died. He was 86. Actress Viola Davis has earned EGOT status with a Grammy Award on Sunday for the audiobook of her memoir, Finding Me. The acronym is given for the four major entertainment awards, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. She is the 18th to get an EGOT. The Brooklyn Nets are reportedly trading Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks. If the trade is finalized, the Nets are expected to receive Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith, along with a trio of future draft picks. Irving requested the trade less than a week before the NBA deadline. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.